I'm not much of a cook. Neither was my mother. And that's how it all began. When I was 22, and about to get married, she gave me a recipe book, the kind with blank pages to write down or paste in all your best recipes. Mom had written down hers to get things started, but she only had two, roast beef and chicken. Like I said, she wasn't much of a cook. Still, she made a great roast. And here were her notes on just how to do it. Set oven at 450. Season roast with salt and garlic. Sear for 30 minutes. Lower temp to 350. Cook for 1 hour. That was it. Nice and simple. The chicken recipe was pretty much the same. So I got married, made roast beef and chicken, and if a friend ever cooked something tasty, I found out how and wrote it down in the book. It was several pages in, and 1 month later, that I found more notes from Mom. Wash your delicates with ivory snow in cold water. That's no recipe, I thought. Then I thought, why not? Mom was passing on whatever she hoped would prepare me for a good marriage, a good life. Well, both marriage and life turned out to be much harder than I ever imagined. I didn't know that after 8 years and 2 children I'd be getting divorced, or that the existential angst that looked so cool in French movies would be painful, not fun, or that moments of great happiness and meaning could be swallowed by moments of fear. I didn't know that outside of movies and books, this was life. And I often wished I had recipes telling me what to do, how to live, which path to take.